AFL.
Well, yesterday, Michelle, we covered West Coast. Today, I'm going to skew towards a little bit of Fremantle nice and early, of course, with a very, very soft draw at the start of the season. Fremantle could be sitting in the top four for a very, very large portion of the season. So starting around one, of course, this weekend, Sonny Walters, their superstar. Sonny Walters, a 32-year-old now, 202 games, Sonny. He's had an interrupted preseason.
Right.
Will he play round one? When you're playing footy, for some reason, round one feels like it goes grand final, prelim, semi-final, round one.
Is that like right?
You've waited around for 6 months. You're ready to go. So everything sort of leads towards round one. But I think listening to Longy here yesterday on Channel 7 News with Ryan Daniels, right, I don't think we'll see Sonny.
Confident Sonny will play some minutes this week. Yeah, where that is, we'll just have to wait up until after we get through training. But yeah, he's on the right track, and if he doesn't play this week in the AFL, it won't be far away.
That's code for waffle for Sonny, but I reckon a week or two away from the AFL, so look forward to that. Gil McLaughlin was on 360 talking about night grand finals, twilight grand finals. They're big in the overseas, of course, Europe and America. They love to play their Super Bowls, etc., at night time for atmosphere, etc. Gil weighed in on that topic.
The twilight final is the single best presentation of a game.
I don't disagree. It's just that I've taken it this job seriously. This is their game, and sometimes you have to make change they don't want, and often sometimes it's just as easy to listen. And I have noticed that view becoming more prevalent in recent times.
As a player, what would you enjoy that or not?
2:10 Saturday. Give it to me. Win a flag. Gee whiz, I'm drinking champagne at midnight. Oh, I'm on the DJ decks having the time of my life. Yeah, mate, finish too late otherwise.
It's a long time to wait for the football player.
No, but I must admit, I think they mentioned a prelim final. Their prelim finals are incredible. On a good night, prelim finals are unbelievable.
Cricket.
David Warner returned with injury from India a little while back. A lot of talk and murmurings around his future in the Australian cricket team.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think he's on the way out, to be honest. I think it's time for David Warner just to be phased out. But Andrew McDonald, I don't have a say in it.
Yeah.
All I want is Travis Head to be in the team. And I'm happy. I'm content. I've been banging that drum. A little bit about David Warner from Andrew McDonald.
At the moment, Dave's fully in our plans for the World Test Championship. He's coming back for the one-day series. He's recovered from his injury there. So we'll see Dave back in the Australian colours on the 17th, and we'll go from there.
I'm back on the 17th, so I got that wrong.
The use of the term at the moment.
No, I think he's on his last legs, and I'd like to see a little bit of fresh blood at the top of the order.
Formula One.
Lights out and away we go. Where's that gone? Anyway, hey, story kicking around, Michelle. You own Lewis Hamilton,
yes? Yes.
An absolute megastar, Mercedes. Now, there's a story kicking around that his contract expires at the end of this season and that he's in talks or he's put on hold talks with Toto at Mercedes. Mm. And he may be having a look at Ferrari. So, Simon Lazenby, who is a reporter for Sky Shuns.
Yeah, he does the pre-show every race. You know his face in his
head. Blonde hair, young to middle-aged, handsome sort of guy.
He's a good looker.
Yeah, good looker, actually.
Got to get into this.
When Lewis Hamilton, so you got Charles Leclerc, Lewis Hamilton and Simon there.
Simo's up there.
Oh, geez, do you reckon I'm eating the words? Oh, boys. I don't know what they've said. Wow.
I'm going to say this. There is not one unattractive person that's driving F1.
Oh, it's one.
I don't think there is.
A couple.
Name
them. I don't name
them. Well, I don't
name
know.
Them.
I'm going to have to look through the...
I'm out.
Yeah, the car? It's so nice.
It's a Red Bull motor.
Not sure. I mean, they all get me giddy when they're doing 360 down the straight.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. I'll be the judge of this, Sean. Okay. Leave it with me.
We'll do it in the same.
They make my engine roar, Sean.
What a way to siren.
So I don't know a story. I just literally dreamt about, I don't know what happened there in the F1 bit. But anyway, Ferrari and Lewis Hamilton have been
could happen. Good work, X. 92.9 Triple M. Talking about FIFO accommodation next. Could be a bit of a change to the way you live if you do fly in, fly out. We're going to bring it to you right after the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let's get Googling, Michelle. 92.9 Triple M.